A lover of goodness, philagathon. God, through his love of goodness, seeks from us repentance, and by means of his providence, shows his love for mankind. When we acquire the love of goodness, then we will be endowed with the Lord's heart of compassion, and by doing good for the love of goodness itself, we arrive at the true adoption as the sons of God. The priest should be prudent, sophrona. What is the advantage of ministry unless the priest at the same time is prudent and discreet in knowing how he ought to answer each one? The priest should be upright. The upright glorifies Christ. The upright is filled with the fruits of righteousness. The righteousness according to Christ, which are through Jesus Christ to the glory and the praise of God. The priest's concern is to lead an upright life as hath been illumined, and the upright priest should abstain from contention and be merciful. The priest also should be devout, osion, because he is an icon of Christ in his holiness. Our high priest, according to Hebrews 7:26, is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. And Ephesians 4:24, that you put on the new man which was created according to God in righteousness and holiness of truth. The priest should be self-control, enkrati. Self-control is a necessary preparation to the love of others. Continence is linked to the angelic life, whose aim is to serve God and the others. It is a return to paradise. When we elevate ourselves to the grace of the Holy Spirit, we then are united with God. The spiritual atmosphere makes him to glorify himself with the armor of life and put on Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Self-control is great, mighty, and strong, and it is the calmness in the midst of earthly cares. It dwells with those who have complete faith. Our fallen nature is impatient, quick to judge and condemn others. So we have to understand the real meaning of our pain, suffering, and misery, and to wait to see the spiritual benefit. And some sufferings should be understood as a cleansing, purging, and purifying means. Patience creates hope, which is the supplementary of virtues. Hope creates a confidence in life, and then we overcome anxiety and the uneasiness in our lives.